Mr. Thompson?
Yeah.
It's so nice to meet you.
Hey, guys. This is Anna. She's your babysitter for tonight.
Anna is in charge. You do what she says.
I thought Anna seemed like a very nice girl.
Yeah, I noticed.
What should we play?
How about hide and seek?
No, I'm not playing.
Come on, Jake.
Don't you want to find me?
98, 97, 96, 95, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Because pretending is this superpower we all have when we pretend. Anyone we want to be.
And Sally, stop smiling. Stop smiling.
She's no babysitter.
Are you gonna shoot me?
Shoot me.
Shoot me! Come on!
Something is wrong. She's not picking up and her machine's not there.
Where's my sister?
But I do not want to hear one word about all the games we've been playing.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. Right there, you heard the official trailer for a movie called Emily. And what we decided to do, people, I've kind of decided to do kind of a new show right here for iWatchMike. And of course, the VRO.com and the Sfunctional.com. Yes, I'm not going to do it by myself. We decided that we need a fix, and we're always writing reviews and doing TV reviews and stuff like that, and we're not a big fan of spoilers, so normally we keep it hush-hush, but we need an outlet. We need to express ourselves, and we figured we'd kick it off with this movie review. We're actually going to call it a spoiler movie review show. Spoiler now. So that means we're going to go ahead and talk about everything and anything about the movies we watch. And we're going to kick it off with Emily, that's actually hit selected theaters and on demand yesterday on Friday. And I'll get into that shortly. But first, I have to introduce my peeps with me. All the way, as you just heard right now from the VRO.com, we got Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet. Hey, Mike. I'm excited for this new show.
Yes, I'm excited because, you know, we used to have this person with us a lot. And then, you know, he's like, you know what? My publicist and my assistants, they say I'm too...
He wanted more money.
Yes. And, you know, right now, our budget. We just don't have a good budget right now.
No.
And but I feel honored that we have all the way from dysfunctional.com, Jesus!
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Jesus?
Oh, did you hear that? Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
No love for me? Thanks, man.
Yeah. He's just like, Amy was not in the contract. I'm a little perturbed. But so we got Jesus. He's going to be joining us. You, Amy, me, and we're going to kick it off. And I think this is just a cool way to let it out. You know, and people, just to give you a heads up, we just said it's spoilers. Two, I saw this movie before these two did, and after watching it, I had to get permission to send them the screener code and the screener, and they got to watch it. I told them, do not watch a trailer, do not read anything, just jump into it. Jesus, just to give you a heads up, last night I'm doing a Google Hangout with Sleepy Addicts. And I get this text from Amy, and it's like, what the F do you have me watching? And at first I was like, is she watching us? Does she think we're stupid or something? And I'm like, are you talking about the movie? And she's like, yes. And I was like, shut up. Don't talk about it. So I'm curious to see how she's gonna feel about it. I know you watched it as well last night as well. So
you didn't text Mike and be like, what the hell?
No, he was like, give me more. You know, I think Jesus... sometimes when he gets turned on, he's like, I'm watching a movie naked. That's how I get it. And he rubs butter around him all over his body when he watches a good movie. I don't know.
So he's excited now to be on air with us. So are you naked?
Whoa. Are you rubbing butter on yourself?
No.
What kind of butter is it? Mantequilla? From Islos. Either way, let's talk about the movie right now. Emily, it is out. I'm looking at the website, emilythemovie.com. You can watch it on Amazon, iTunes, Sony Entertainment Network, Vimeo, Vudu, That's VUDU, Microsoft, Google Play, and DirecTV. So it's available online on demand. I believe it's number one on iTunes, and I keep seeing the tweets about that, which is cool. Upcoming screenings, 305. That's March 5th in Phoenix. You can buy the tickets on the 9th at Sioux Falls, then Winchester, Virginia. Isn't that by you, Amy? Winchester,
no.
Virginia? Oh, sorry.
I don't.
And Chicago, it's coming on the 18th, the 9th, and then Cleveland and then Tacoma. So make sure you go onto the website and you can see the screens. It says right here, check our Facebook page for information about Q&As with the director at screenings in your area. So right there, emilythemovie.com/screenings. But just go to the website and you can check that out. So now let's jump into let's talk about the cast first. So because I really want to jump into what y'all thought about the movie, but first let's talk about the cast. What do you think? Should we talk about the movie and then go into the cast?
Probably. So if you want to see the movie and you don't want to be spoiled, turn it off, go watch the movie, come back and listen.
Yeah, because there's spoilers now. So let's, Jesus, let's throw it to Amy. And in a nutshell, Amy, after you hit play and you, I mean, stop, and you were like, what? Overall, what did you think about the movie, Emily?
Okay. I was 14 minutes in when I sent that text.
Wow, 14?
14 minutes in.
Okay.
And I was ready to turn it off. I was ready to tell you, no, I'm done. I'm not. No, I'm not doing this.
Okay. Can you elaborate why? Was it that bad?
Because I don't like movies like this. I need more dialogue.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I do not like psycho baby movies, babysitter movies. I'm not a fan of them.
Because you have a lot of nephews and nieces.
I mean, yeah, well, that too. But we had Poison Ivy. It was great.
Okay.
And Babysitter and all those were great. But now the babysitter movies, they're not that great. And this one, towards the end, it got better.
Wow.
And like the first hour
was painful for you?
I was about ready to kill you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Let it all out. I'm glad to. Okay.
But see, I'm not a fan of those movies. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and no, it's obvious you're not a fan of the movies. I think Jesus and I got it. We got the point very clear.
Yeah.
Jesus, overall, what'd you feel?
I liked it a lot from like the beginning.
Really?
That little intro where they're like, are you Amy?
Oh my gosh.
Like, yes. And then like, bam.
But I knew that was coming. You didn't know that was coming? Like you, come on. You knew that was coming.
Honestly, Jesus, I didn't see it coming. Did you?
I didn't expect it because it's right in the first minute of the movie.
Yes. I mean, literally, I think I have my notes. I think it was like the first minute I looked at it. It was like a minute and a half in my review I wrote. I was like, the first minute, because you're just like, okay, the kid, you know, she's walking. And then you see the guy. I even had to rewind it. I was like, what the fuck did I just miss? And then you see the guy walking out of the park with the kids. I mean, he's like right there already. I mean, this was like a serious plan. And then, bam, it starts. And I was hooked. Okay, because you're so good.
You never talk to strangers. No, it's not because I'm so good. It's because I watch way too many movies. That's why I saw it coming.
You're telling me if someone asked you, hey, can I get directions? You're going to be like, nope, no stranger danger. And you're just going to walk off?
Exactly. I say no English.
See, I would have expected Jesus to say that since he's from Los Angeles. But, you know, no, I mean, no, what I'm saying, Jesus, is more dangerous. She lives out in the country.
Ow! Yeah. Mike, no. We got danger here, too.
Oh, I did see wrong turn.
Where you're at, Amy, everybody's so nice.
Yeah.
Everybody's always like, good morning, how are you? Have a good day.
I'm going to start sending you guys news articles to how nice people are.
Please do, because, you know, we thought you guys would be like, I figure you would have saw and you're like, I can help you. Want some eggs and biscuits and bacon? Come on over. I'll show you. I'll draw you a map. I figured that's how it's going to be. But I agree with Jesus. I mean, it was the first minute and a half was just intense. You know, so so that grabbed you already, Jesus, yeah. Right?
I mean, that part did grab me. I kept watching, but then when he picked up the girl who is supposedly Anna, then the whole walking around the house and stuff like that, I was like, okay, what is she up to? But then all that stuff where she's having him watch the sex tape, which we know the father is a cheater.
How is he? Whoa, how is he a cheater?
Because the little boy says that's not mommy.
Nope. No.
And then he's like, daddy's naked.
No, he was.
Yes, that's what he said.
No, that was a sex tape of mom and dad.
Yeah.
But he said that's not mommy. Even the little girl said that's not mommy.
Even Jacob walks down the street and says this is private and got pissed off. What are you? You got a lot of anger.
I don't have a lot of anger.
Did someone cheat on you? Did someone cheat on you? Oh, see, Jesus, you see that? Quietness. Yeah. All right. So, Jesus, you were a fan of it. I was a fan of it. Amy, not so much. I mean, from right off the bat, Amy, it's obvious you didn't like this. Let's see. I mean, let's talk about the parts. Amy brought it up. I mean, this sitter starts going around the house. And I knew something was up. I mean, just like when she wiped the blood off the shoe, I was like, and I think, Jesus, I don't know if you agree with me. It's obvious that Amy does. I mean, the wiping off the blood, I was like, wait a second. And getting in the car, I was like, this bitch is not the right babysitter.
Yeah.
I loved it. You know, it was like, oh, crap. And then when she was like, he was like, yeah, well, she's got a, you know, I heard about you, you got a Facebook page. She's like, did you see my Facebook? Oh, no, I'm not. I was like, oh, you're so close.
Yeah.
You know, how could you not be hooked in that, Amy? The suspense, the thriller, the horror.
I said some things did hook me, but 14 minutes in, I was done. I was ready for them to let me know. I think it dragged on too much for me. Like, get me in there right now.
What?
What is this woman up to?
But it built up a lot of suspense to a point where you're like, what's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. Totally agree.
Well, I did keep watching, so it kept my attention.
No, you did it because you had to be on the show. That's what it is. You're like,
no,
oh,
I didn't
here.
Have to be on the show.
No, you had to be. You had to be on the show. That was part of your contract in blood. I mean, dude, when she's walking around, I mean, okay, so I got to ask you. Jesus, let's see what she says. So when they're playing hide and go seek and she's like, oh, you caught me. Can you hand me a tampon for my period?
What? That was the weirdest shit ever.
How is that weird to me?
Like, you have a kid. Now, if you don't stalk your babysitter before she comes and watches your baby.
Oh, no. I already, after I watched the movie, I went to my wife and I was like, I just saw the craziest, most. And honestly, I haven't seen, I don't know about you, Jesus, but I was like, I just saw a movie. And she's like, oh, God. And I'm like, no, I thought it was probably one of the best movies I've seen in a long time. I was glued to the fucking to my computer. And normally I'm like doing other shit when I'm watching and I'm kind of like, okay, this is cool. But I was like, what the heck? I mean, it had me. And then the little gun scene, Jesus, when the little kid had the gun, Christopher.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ. And maybe I felt it more because I have a son. And I was just like, I mean, Amy, how does that does.
When, like I said, towards the end, when Christopher was realizing stuff, that's when it got me. Because I was like, shoot her, kid. Shoot her.
Yeah. The whole toilet scene. Okay, so Jesus. Yeah. So Jesus, how were you feeling about the toilet scene and the sex tape? That kind of stuff.
Well, okay, for the toilet scene, I was kind of grossed out at a point, but it was still pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. I'd have to agree. I mean, you felt, and Amy, I think you did nail it. I mean, but it was, I'm watching the movie. I did feel kind of awkward, little like, I was like, I, the thing about it was, and that's why I like about this movie was, is watching it, I felt uneasy like the kids did. I was like, this is
exactly,
really, this is not.
I felt so uncomfortable.
Yeah. And I think but that's a good feeling to have, right? Jesus. I mean, when a movie can make you feel that.
Yeah, I mean, you're getting very much pulled into this world that they created.
Yeah. That might be why I didn't like it then, because they pulled me in.
I think that's what good movies do, though.
Yeah, I would have to agree. Because that scene there, I was like, what? And I felt for the kid, because I thought to myself, you know, this kid is being put in a weird situation. You know, I felt terrible. How'd y'all feel about when they bring the hamster in and poor little Sally's hamster gets fed to the python? Jesus is laughing. Jesus is like Christopher.
Kinda. I did start laughing at that part.
Really?
Because, yeah.
You were laughing?
Yeah, you see the kids there, and the little girl leaves, and then she gets that little weird smirk on her face.
I was like, oh my God, don't. No. I'm glad they didn't show it.
Yeah, when I heard the squeaking, I was like, I thought they were going to, at least Jacob was going to stick his hand in there or something. But little Christopher was just smiling. Right there when he was smiling, I was like, oh yeah, you're her new cuddle toy. This chick's going to take this little kid. You know, it was just bad. And then, of course, then after that part, they go downstairs and watch the sex tape. Which I'm telling you, man, watching those kids squirm and just even Christopher thought it was funny when he says daddy's naked. And then you could see this Christopher really get in a place where he was just like, this is not cool, you know. And then Jacob comes down. I'm telling you, man, I was hooked. I was just like, oh, this is intense.
I thought it was kind of cool that he stole her purse and went through it. And that, I mean, when he went back down there, that's when he knew that she's not who she says she is.
While they were watching the sex too.
Yeah. And oh God, I felt awkward there too. Yeah. Thank God I watched this movie by myself.
No, I think this would have been a great family movie. You should have had the kids watch it.
Oh, yeah. It would have been an amazing family movie.
Because how old are your nephews?
5.
Oh, this is perfect.
7, 4. No, this 10, is. I don't know.
If you really look at it, Jesus.
They're the ages of these kids.
Jesus, tell me if I'm right or wrong, but this could be one of an educational film for Amy right here. What not to do.
It could be.
You should watch it with the kids, and then and we should just do a whole new show of that with the kids on, and be like, "Hey, little Bobby Sue."
No.
What did you think about it? When the sex tape was going on, how'd you feel, Jesus?
I didn't know how to feel. I didn't know, like, it was awkward. It was very uncomfortable, and I'm like, I think I felt kind of like the little girl did. Like, they shouldn't be watching this.
No.
What did you okay? When she like, I felt like she was going to molest these children. That's what I felt. That's why I think it made me feel uncomfortable. Because when they're watching that tape, her hand on that little boy's leg, I was like, "Oh my God! If you do this, I'm turning it off."
You know what? I mean, I could see where. I mean, I thought that before when with Jacob, like when she got close to him and started. But I think she was just using it to hook him. You know, because then she totally flipped the script on him, you know, when it was obvious he was trying to like, hey, let's go feed my python. And she was, you know, calling out Jacob saying it's rude and blah, blah, blah. But she was really kind of cozying up to Christopher. I didn't think the molestation. I thought she was just playing with the kids because she had a bigger motive.
Yeah.
That's how I felt it. But maybe you went in, Amy, thinking the most terrible stuff.
I think I did.
And you were just like, I don't want to watch this because I don't want to know if this is where it's going, where I think it's going. I'm not going to like this movie.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. So
kind of was. She's freaking psycho.
So okay, now let me ask you, let's talk about the psychoness. Because, you know, in my review, I mentioned how, you know, the babysitter comes. I don't know about you, Jesus. I thought she was kind of hot in a babysitter kind of way. I never had a babysitter like that.
She was cute.
Right? And then... She's hot, and then all.
Do you
this...
guys reckon? Do you recognize her?
Well, you know what? It's funny because in the review I posted, I didn't know who she was. I hadn't recognized her, but Jesus, I'm sure you probably knew. I didn't know till this Sarah Bolger. She's actually in Into the Badlands.
Yeah,
she's the boyfriend, or I guess the
she's
the girlfriend.
Jake.
Yeah, she's the girlfriend of the dad and the son.
And she was in Once Upon a Time as Sleeping Beauty.
Okay, see, I didn't watch Once Upon a Time.
And she's in Agent Carter.
Yes, I saw that on her Instagram as well. So I'm like, wait a second. But that just shows you, once again, for me, like, I couldn't even recognize this chick. Like, I honestly, in my review, I'm like, I don't even know who this chick is. I don't even. And then I started reading, I'm like, Into the Badlands. I love this girl in Into the Badlands. You know, so she did great, you know, in this, my opinion. But yeah, let's talk about the craziness for her. So you're watching it, and you think she's just totally batshit crazy, but then you see that she has a child, had one, and she smothered the baby by accident, and that's what snaps her. Did you, Amy, once you saw that part, did any part of you go, I can see why she's so fucked up?
No.
No?
No.
So you had no sympathy for her
no,
at all?
No. None whatsoever.
Jesus. Jesus, what? Okay, help me, Jesus, because I felt when I saw her, I was like, okay, I'm not agreeing, but I could see why.
I was like, go get therapy.
Yeah, well, I felt bad for her, but like, it doesn't justify what she was doing. But
exactly,
I could have seen how, you know, she snapped and why she was doing what she did.
Right. No, I totally agree with you. It doesn't justify, but I could see. Because then, but that's for me, that's when you can kind of, you know, like we watch, you and I and Amy watch all these shows, and we always talk about it on our recap shows, you know, that we love it when a character's bad and then we like the character because they're bad, because they do such great. That's how I felt about her. Like, you know.
Are you serious?
Honestly, I swear to God, because I was watching her and then I was like, okay, this bitch is batshit crazy. And then when you see it happen, honestly, and maybe it's because I have a son now who's 18 months old and I've read stuff. And that was my biggest fear of like, because he, you know, our son had slept with us, you know, and that was my biggest fear. Even today, now, even though he's 18 months and he can punch me in my face and kick me in my balls, you know, I do have that fear of like, what if I rolled over and oh my gosh. And so when I saw that, I had to rewind it because I'm thinking, is she passed out on drugs? But she wasn't. She slept and she smothered him. I felt it. I was like, oh my gosh, there's no way. Oh, I could see it. So I sympathized with her. Now
I would have if she didn't like. How many other families has she tried to kill?
I mean, we don't know. I mean, it's well,
how old is she supposed to be?
She, I don't know. I mean,
she had to be in her 20s,
right?
She was a young.
How old was Anna? Was Anna like in her 20s or was she Anna a teenager?
Wasn't she in high school? She was in high school, right?
I think
right?
She was a senior in high school because her best friend said, you know.
I went with this college guy. Yeah. So, I mean, she definitely looked the part, you know. Because yeah. What was that one movie, that horror movie where the little girl was actually a woman? And it was a one-name horror movie. And the girl was dressed, a little girl, and she got adopted to the family. But she had the little person syndrome and she was really like an old. She tried hitting on the dad.
Yeah, she was like 40-something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
I didn't.
Oh, see that dude, one. Amy, you got to watch that. And when we just gave it away, but when you watch it, that was like you're like, what the fuck? Oh yeah, it's fucking crazy shit. But so hey, Jesus, you could see, but you okay? I get it. Me, I definitely felt it. And Amy, you were like, I want to kick open this door and punch this bitch in the face.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay. Well, that's good. Good to know. You see where you're. You, yeah, you have no, okay, wow, all right.
No, I mean, if she wasn't doing what she was doing, then yeah, maybe I would have been like, oh, that sucks. Sorry.
But
that was a perfect reveal, though. Like, you're thinking she's just, like, completely insane up to this point, and then you're like, oh.
Yeah, I did like how they brought it in, how we got to the point where, okay, why is she doing this? What's going on? Because I was trying to rack my brain. Okay, it's like, did the father, you know, sleep with her and then didn't know he slept with her?
What the fuck? Your yeah. mind goes into dark places.
Is this car worth more than it's supposed to be worth? And they're just trying to rob the place. I was trying to think of this stuff.
To me, at a certain point, I was like, wait, was she the girl that was kidnapped?
Oh. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Right in the beginning, was it Anna? And she was kidnapped, and now she's all this messed up.
Yeah, I didn't see that. When the blood...
Yeah, I thought I did miss something, too, where I was like, okay, did they, like, flash forward 8 years or something?
Yeah, the blood on the shoe got it for me. And then when she said, bye, Mom, and the mom kind of looked at the window and was like, who the fuck is what? Yeah, that was... when I saw the blood and she got in the car and then the whole Facebook page and when she was like, you know, you didn't see my Facebook. I was like, this bitch is the wrong bitch. You know, but you know, I don't know. I mean, because obviously she probably was doing this. I'm assuming she was going into people's houses. If she didn't click with the kids, she pretty much just robbed them and then left.
Because she did have a purse full of goodies.
Yeah. So I think she was just kind of searching and then she just found that right one. And that's when she was like, because it seemed like she was, I mean, and honestly, I know that she was fucked up, but I mean, if you really look at it, she wasn't going to kill the kids. She was just going to, I mean, even in the end.
What do you mean she wasn't going to kill the kids? Did you not see her lay her bunny on the bed and then put a pillow over what she thought was Christopher?
No, it was Jacob. She was trying to smother Jacob. Yeah. So I think she just wanted to kill Jacob because he was being a little shithead. That's what I think. I don't think she would.
I think she had a fear that she had been caught already.
Well, the girl was being more of a shithead than he was. But oh my god, she killed her hamster.
That was crazy. That whole thing there was nuts. So you know, I mean, okay. So we got her. Amy's definitely not a fan. You understand? I can see why. You know, but doesn't mean it's right. But, so the whole end of it turns into this and what I like to call realistic Home Alone, you know, because in Home Alone, it's like, really, you're going to become John Rambo and fucking take away these, but which was cute. Home Alone is a cute movie. But this here, I don't know about you guys, but while I was watching it, it felt realistic that these kids could really pull it off, you know, like the fireworks in the trash can. And I love the fact, because I was thinking, how is he going to save his sister? And the kid grabs a wagon.
Yeah.
And pulls the kid and throws the kid in the wagon and pull. I was like,
smart kid.
Yeah. I was like, this is realistic stuff. This was so done so well.
While all that was going on, I was like, I wonder if Aven could do that with his brothers. Like, I wonder if he's old enough to know to protect them.
Your mind goes into, for someone that's like, didn't like the movie, you really
like analyzed everything.
And you went to like dark places and then you're like, I maybe should see it. I'm telling you, you need to let these kids watch this movie. And then you'd be like, hey, Aven, can you do that? Do you know to protect your brothers? Right there. But that whole ending, and even at the ending, I mean, what I think I loved at the end too is when Jacob gets in the car and he's got his, you see it, shotgun is his brother and sister. And he puts on the helmet. And it's not, you know, and that's what I loved about it, because it wasn't, it was realistic, because it wasn't like he got in there and fucking did a Fast and the Furious, you know, drift and he knocked her over into a mailbox. I mean, he just ran over and not even fast. He just kind of, you know, and that was just, and I loved also after she gets blown up with firecrackers that, you know, you can't even see her face, but you know, she's fucking fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, this is the way
firecrackers are no joke.
And that was some serious firecrackers in her face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, and then to drive off and then the parents see, and then it was just, the whole ending was just dope. And then I loved how it went into the house and then you see her running, you know, and then bam, it's over. Now,
I think my favorite part was the little friend in the ambulance, because I was like, if that bitch killed that boy,
he was just,
I will hunt her down.
He was just hanging out in the treehouse. You know, and I was worried too, because she called on the walkie-talkie and she thought he wasn't even there. But the little sucker's in the treehouse hanging out with his fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it seems like she did knock him, right? I mean, he was bleeding.
Yeah, he was bleeding. Thank goodness he's not dead. Poor. But the original babysitter.
Oh, Maggie.
Maggie, poor thing.
Dude, did you see that coming, Jesus, when she pulled out the paper and the note in the car?
Yeah. I knew something was going to happen to her, because she already warned the kid, like, don't do anything.
I didn't see.
Do need to show this movie in schools.
See? I told you.
Because you get a note from a kid. You don't sit there and read it. You pull on out, lock your doors, head on down the street, then read it.
I don't think she. Okay. Come on. Let's be real. Really? Is that what you're going to do?
You're at least lock the doors.
Come on.
Because you noticed the kids were acting weird. You know these kids. If you know these kids, you're like, okay, this is strange. You know, she's never done this before. What's going on?
You know, hey, Sus, I find that very hard to believe, to see Amy get a note and be like, hold on. And then go to the truck stop.
Oh, you don't know me. I do a lot of stuff and people think I'm so weird.
Yeah, I honestly, I didn't see. I mean, it was really cool how the Sally went out there. It was obvious, right, that the chick, Emily, knew that Sarah did something.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't think, I thought she was going to break the window and the driver's side and do something, but I didn't think she was going to get in the car and like, hey, and then, bam, bam. I mean, she bashed the shit out of her face. But you know what? Maggie went out with the G. She even fought again inside, but it's obvious that we lost Maggie to the basement. But yeah, so, I mean, I ask you a question, guys. I mean, are you... I shouldn't even ask Amy this, but I'm just going to ask anyways. Do you guys, would you be happy with a part two to see what happened to Emily running through the woods, or are you content on how it ended?
I want a part two.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I thought about that too. I thought about it. I was like, I'm totally happy how it ended, because I thought that, like I put, this is one, to me, this is one of these movies that is just a well-packaged, holy crap balls of a movie from the beginning to the end. I loved, even to the end, I don't know if y'all noticed, I even was drawn to the song they used. One way or another, it was the Blondie cover song, but it was by a group called Until the Ribbon Breaks, which I thought was awesome to play right there. I'm going to get you one day. So I'm wondering, I'm like, oh shit, are we getting a part two? I mean, the only way I would watch a part two is if it's the same director, same writer, it's got to be the same crew. I mean, they need to do like a Lord of the Rings. I need three movies all together filmed in one time.
Okay, ho. We don't need three.
Okay, maybe two.
But I would like kind of like a sequel too.
Wait a second. Hey, Seuss.
I want to know.
Do you hear her? The one that bashed the movie from beginning to the end, and now you're going, I wouldn't mind an episode two.
I want to know.
God.
So what if in a part two she came back for her baby back?
Oh. Then I hope that, you know, one of those other kids shoots her, or, you know, the boa's bigger and now the boa eats her.
But G, let me ask you a question. Do you think Emily, okay, so these kids get bigger. Okay. Let's just say it's 2 years, 3 years from now. Do you think, I mean, it's obvious Jacob's not one to mess with. Do you think Emily's like, she's got the balls to go, you know what? I'm going to get my little cuddle bear, my cuddles, Christopher. Or do you think she's like, I've met my match with these fucking kids. I'm going to go somewhere else.
She might want revenge.
She does seem kind of revengeful.
Yeah. And how stupid is her partner?
That part there was good.
I was happy about it because I didn't want him to show up at the house.
Dude, when he rammed the car, I was like, oh, fuck. This is – I mean, I was like glued. I'm telling you. I was like, fuck, hurry up. And then to see him out the window. What was the movie? Do y'all remember the movie with Jack Nicholson? And it was, I can't remember. And it was a serial killer or a kidnapper. And Jack Nicholson went to the same location every day. And that's what happened. And apparently he was trying to chase down, this kidnapper, and it'd been years. And then, I think he's a detective, and he finally gets the know-how of where this person's going to be. He goes there, and then they show later on that the killer was on his way there, but got into a car accident and got killed. And so it never happened. And that's what it kind of reminds me. I can't remember the movie.
I kind of remember that movie.
Hey, Seuss, I think you would like it if you could. But it's a really, you know, fucked up, you know, because you're like, he'll never, you never get closure, you know? Yeah. And, but yeah, I think, yeah, I just, I don't know. I just, I really enjoyed this movie, and I didn't think that Amy didn't.
Like, there's going to be some where I'm going to be like, oh my God, best thing ever. I'm going to rewatch it. I'm going to tweet about it like constantly. I'm going to tell my friends. I don't know what I'm going to tell my friends about this one.
Oh, I'm telling everybody. I want everybody to see this because it was just that good. You know, I mean, going back to that guy that threw the window through the car, you're just like, oh,
like I said, the end got great. It was that first hour.
The movie was like an hour and 28 minutes.
Okay, the last 28 minutes was amazing.
Jesus. But you know what? But you're saying it worked your nerves. That's what it was.
It drugged. Like,
because it's not
it
like
drug
you said.
Out too long. Yeah.
Okay, so you just, but maybe drugged, but it was building you up to slam you in that last 30 minutes.
I like to be built up a little bit sooner than that.
Because you're just really basic. You're just kind of simple. Is that what
no,
it is?
No, I wouldn't say simple.
Flashcards? You just want like, yeah. But no, I think it was just the right amount, and then just, bam, slams you. To then you see her running through the forest. You're like, what? This bitch escaped. Because I thought when the camera panned to the driveway, I really thought there's gonna be a dead body, and it's covered with a sheet. And then nope. And then there's blood in the gun, and then you see her running. I was like, oh, this bitch is gonna come back. But like I said, I would do a part two. Now, hey, Seuss and Amy, would you be happy with different directors and different whatchamacallit, casts and everything else? Or
no, I like the directing of this movie. I like the camera was placed and stuff like that.
Hey, Seuss?
I agree. I mean, it seemed very, very genuine.
Yeah. All right, director Michael Thielen, you better.
And the score was great.
Oh,
I love the music.
The music was really eerie. I mean, it was. I'm telling you, the whole package. It's done nicely. And there's a reason why it's number one on iTunes. Thank you very much.
Number one in what category iTunes?
I think it's horror. Why are you hating? Why are you hating?
I just want to know.
You're the one that wants a part two, Ms. Hater. Yeah, you just want to know. So, I mean, it's obvious.
I just want to know.
So we love the direction and director that did this. So it's off. It's obvious that the writing and the producing and everything else was, we agree, top notch. Except,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sarah Bolger, who plays Emily in this, we can all agree, outstanding, freaky, crazy, hot.
Yeah.
Ace is like, yes. Amy?
I agree.
Do you think she was...
She's very freaking creepy.
Was it, yeah, in the creepy status of being a bad villain, did she do the job?
Yes.
Now, what did you think about Joshua Rush? He plays Jacob, the older brother.
Kid.
He was good, right?
Yes.
I can't remember for what movie I was at a round table with that kid.
Oh, really?
Yes. I can't remember the movie, though.
Way to go, Jesus. Way to go. Joshua, if you're listening, Jesus is old. That's why he doesn't remember you. It's all good.
Well, hold on a minute. You guys keep talking, I'm looking it up.
Okay. Carly Adams plays Sally, the daughter, which I thought she did a great job.
She did.
These kids. Christopher was played by a kid named Thomas Bear, which I thought was great also.
Yep.
You know, it just reminded me of what I'm expected to see, all that energy. The parents, Susan Pulfer, and I hope I said that right, and Chris Beatem. He plays Joyce and Dan. They're the parents. Cool, but, you know, hey, it is, you know.
I have a question about the parents.
Okay.
They've been married for 13 years, and she's jealous of the babysitter?
Did you catch that, too?
Yeah, I'm like, that doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah.
It's because he's cheated on her before.
Oh, God, she's still on that sex tape thing. Well, you know, and this is the trailer that I just played right now, and if you want to go to YouTube and watch this trailer that I played – I found it on the YouTube channel Gulf Film. But watching this trailer, if you see it, there is that part where she says, yeah, I noticed. They make it look – this trailer makes it look like she's a jealous wife. And I did sense that during that part. I was like, whoa, there's some kind of tension here a little bit. And I don't think dad – I mean, did you gather that dad was flirting with her? I think dad just found out that she was into cars and he could relate to it. Yeah. I think that's how
it.
There's these little things that, you know, guys, we get really into, right?
Yeah, exactly. And
no, I agree with that. And oh my goodness, the guy that played Jacob, the boy, Joshua Rush.
Yeah.
He has been in a lot.
Really?
Yes, he has.
Yeah, he has. He was in Mr. Peabody and he was in Bones. He was the voice in a lot of stuff. He does a lot of voice acting.
Wow. Yeah. Well, this kid was good.
That's pretty cool.
This kid was good. These three kids were
Family
just
Guy, Cleveland Show, Sea Spot Run.
See? And Jesus was sitting next to a star. I had no idea.
Oh, he was in Chuck.
Oh, was he? You're talking about TV. What about movies? Because Jesus was at a movie press junket.
Okay, here we go. Movies. Let's see. Sex, Death, and Bowling.
I don't think Jesus was at
that. Was that it?
No.
Mr. Peabody?
It might have been Mr. Peabody.
Which was Mr.
Peabody?
I think
it was, because you did interviews with that.
Which movie was Mr. Peabody?
Mr. Peabody and Sherman, the dog movie.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I think you did do something for that. Hey, Sue, it's probably that one.
Yeah.
Because the rest is just TV series.
No, he did great. These kids, man. I mean, these three. I mean, I'm telling you. For them to act the way they acted when it felt uncomfortable in those situations, I was like, oh, I just want to hug these kids.
I know. I wanted to hug that little girl.
And sleep with the babysitter.
And Christopher, his acting was so cute.
Now, Thomas Bear, I'm telling you, he was good. Even on the couch, and it was good stuff. These kids, outstanding. Elizabeth Jane played Maggie. And I give props to Maggie. She did put up a fight and came back for round two. So after getting her face knocked in, she still said, fuck this bitch, I'm still going to take you out. But of course, she got her ass kicked and thrown down the basement. So, but other than that, I think we all agree that the cast was great. Everything was great. Director, the music, everything. I'm telling you, even Amy thinks it was so good she wants to see a part two.
Yep. Even though the first hour wasn't for her.
Yeah, the first hour sucked balls.
Last 8-20 minutes, freaking awesome movie.
Maybe you should just stick to short documentary films, Amy. Maybe that's more your speed.
Maybe.
You know.
This was an indie film. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you could say. I mean, it doesn't have a big, giant budget. I mean, that's what sucks about movies like this. And I think we all agree that, well, you don't agree because this movie's not that good to you. But for me and Jesus, it sucks because it's a limited selection. It's in limited theaters. You know, this is a movie that should be shown everywhere because it's really, really good.
But, I mean, that's a good thing, too, that it's limited because then people will do it on demand and all that way. And then that's what more money comes into.
Well, that's true. I mean, it's showing everywhere. you know, online, so which is good. So I'm telling everybody.
You can get it on Amazon right now for $6.99.
Yep, iTunes, Sony Entertainment Network, Vimeo, Vudu, Microsoft, Google Play, and DirecTV. Tell you need to watch this movie, people. Are we done?
As if they did have, I don't know the budget, but if they did have a small budget, they did great with that small budget because, like I said, the directing was perfect, and yeah, it was great.
Yeah, this movie, I mean, I think a lot of people, and I hashtagged Emily, I think it's Emily the movie, and people are talking about it, and it's all good stuff, which is dope. And they really are praising Sarah Bulger because I guess in all her roles she plays – I mean, in Into the Badlands, she's this hot, you know, pretty cool, sweet chick. And Once Upon a Time, I'm assuming she was –
I hated her in Once Upon a Time. I was like, kill Sleeping Beauty, and Sleeping Beauty is my favorite character.
Jesus. Mm-hmm. So you're not a fan of Sarah?
No, I'm a fan of her. I love her other work.
But you're just not a fan of her being Sleeping Beauty?
No.
But Amy – Do you, Jesus, please help me here. She is hating on Sarah for playing Sleeping Beauty, but didn't Sleeping Beauty all do was sleep?
No, not in Once Upon a Time. She woke up.
Oh, she, okay. I was going to say, Jesus, cut her some slack. All she had to do was close her eyes.
No, she woke up.
No, she did, okay. Because, Jesus, you watched Once Upon a Time also.
Yeah.
Did you watch her when she was Sleeping Beauty?
No, I haven't watched it for like 2 seasons.
I know.
He gave up on it just like I did.
He knows how he kind of like choked up a little. He's like, I don't want guys knowing I watched Once Upon a Time. So I stopped watching it, but he probably has the posters in his wall and everything else. Rubs butter on him.
But no, it was a good show in the beginning. It was. I agree with him on that. Yeah. But we're talking about the movie. We'll talk about that later.
Oh, denied.
I love this cast and... Yeah. I hope it does good for them.
You love the cast and you love the last 30 minutes.
28 minutes.
Me and Jesus love the entire movie front to back.
Yep.
See, there you go. Now, let me ask you a question. Amy, one out of five popcorns, five being the best. Let's be honest. What would you give it?
I would give it a 2.
What? Fucking shit. Jesus.
I would. The last 28 minutes just didn't give me like... I'd give it a 2. I'm sorry. 2 popcorns.
Okay. Jesus?
I'm giving it 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5?
Yep.
Okay. And may I ask why not the – I mean, for me, it's obvious. I'm a high five. It's just 5 popcorns all the way. Loved it. Loved it. One of the best movies I've seen in a long time.
It is a really good movie, but there was a couple of plot holes that I just – I couldn't get over.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they would make her a jealous wife.
Jesus is still stuck on that.
I am. They're celebrating 13 years together. I think that she could trust her husband, you know?
Right.
Oh, so unless he's cheated on her before.
Now, let me ask you a question. Amy's onto something. Do you think that if in the beginning of the movie they would have kind of thrown a little bit, it's obvious that, okay, they've been having marital problems and now they're going on this dinner to fix everything. Would you have believed that better?
I would have.
Okay.
But that's not there. And, you know, she's getting him this very expensive, thoughtful gift.
Oh, there you go. Well, see, that good observation so there.
It's obvious that they have a nice life.
Right.
But she's jealous.
And that
it just doesn't sit right.
And that's the only thing that kind of irked you a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, other than that, cast is amazing. The way, you know, the look to the film is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great story. There's nothing bad about it.
Except
that one little jealousy part.
It's funny how you used to see that little thing. It's like a gnat. You're like, oh, it would have been so perfect if you wouldn't have made her that. And it's just that brief moment, that look in the kitchen, that ruined it for you.
It did.
And then Amy just ruined the whole thing, just ruined her the whole hour.
Yeah, it was awkward.
Oh, God. You need to get out more, Amy. Telling you, watch this movie again with your nephews, and you're going to be like, I loved it. My nephew learned so much.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put it out there, Jesus. Amy did say that school should show this film.
I did.
Let's put that out there.
I did.
For someone that gave it a 2, you think all kids
in your
school district should be watching this, and you give it a 2.
Stranger danger.
Oh, God. All right, people. Are we done?
I'm done.
Well, you still need to rate it.
I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Five out of 5.
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I mean, yeah, I saw that part and I was like, why is she a little, you know? But then I was like, whatever, that didn't do anything for me. I could care less. I mean, because really, I mean, it'd been one thing for me if I would have saw that, and then we would have saw the family, the married couple, and the mom and dad going through. But we didn't. It was like that one brief moment at the restaurant. They're doing their cutesy stuff, and then the majority of it was at the house. You know, and I love the part at the end too, when they just got in the cab and they were smacked around, and then they got out and they got there. It wasn't this. Dad didn't save the day. Mom didn't save the day. They're just pulling down the street and they see their car coming at them. You know, and then the cops get out, and then bam. So I thought that was, yeah, 5 out of 5. I'm telling you, I love this movie. I'm telling everybody about it. Amy, not so much.
Mm-mm.
All right. So I think are we done?
Yep.
Pretty cool. Yep. This is our first one. Hopefully they like our review.
Now, are we going to just review new movies, or are we going to do like Netflix movies? Do you have a plan yet?
You know what? I don't
know.
I don't know yet. I know that Jesus and I, we attempted to do this a while back, and then we just got busy and it just turned, you know, we just didn't do it. I for sure want to do, when I get opportunities to watch screeners, I want to be able to go, hey, can I send it to this person and this person? That way we can do this. But you never know. I mean, maybe if there's something comes on Netflix and we decide to do something, we can.
Okay. Well, I get screeners also, so I can ship you guys some of mine.
Yeah. And I know Jesus probably, when I talked to him yesterday, he was telling me, Mike, I have about 40 some screeners I need to watch this weekend.
Yep.
So, yeah. So let's just, you know, I mean, we can do it. Maybe if there's something you see that you are, because I mean, for me, I immediately thought, I was like, I have to have Amy and Jesus watch this. I got to see what they think about it.
Well, I have one that I really would love to hear your guys' opinions on.
Anyways, so moving right along. is it a movie? What's the movie called?
It's a movie. It's called Already Tomorrow in Hong Kong.
Okay. We'll have to see. Okay. Well, okay. I guess find out. Maybe that's the next one we watch for a review.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned, Jesus, because if she didn't like this one, can you imagine what she does like? Because the way that she talked about that one, she's like excited. You see how she lit up?
I gave you some good recommendations when you were reviewing movies on Netflix.
I know. No, not really.
Oh, yes, I did.
Jesus, why don't you let everybody know how they can find you online?
My blog, dysfunctional.com, Twitter and Instagram at dysfunctional, and Facebook, dysfunctional.la.
Sweet. Amy.
It's varietyradioonline.com, Instagram, varietyradioonline, Twitter, the VRO.
Sweet. And for me, you can check out my blog, iwatchmike.com, and Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iwatchmike on Facebook, and of course, audioboom.com/channel/iwatchmike. I'm going to post this there. I'm sure I'm going to send this review to you guys.
We'll post it on our website.
I know you'll post it on y'all's website, so that'll be cool. And don't forget, people, all three of us are on there. Go to the App Store if you got an iPhone. Good shows. Jesus, Amy, and I, we're on there. Jesus is dysfunctional on there, correct?
Yep.
And Amy is Variety Radio Online on Good Shows. And I'm Mike the Movie Guy. Follow us for a follow. Oh, sorry. I will follow you back. Jesus only follows people that are in the same income
social
level.
Social
circle. He follows only like 4 people, and he doesn't even like to follow us.
Wait, he follows me.
Well, you better be – you should be privileged. I'll tell you that right now.
Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't – yeah. And I remember talking, and I was like, you're going to follow Amy? He's like, if I don't, she's going to be fucking all whining and shit. So I was like, it's up to you. So, yeah. So if you – Variety Radio Online is Amy. Dysfunctional is on – is Jesus, me. I'm Mike the Movie Guy. Follow. Well, hopefully you'll get them to follow you. And you join the community. It's cool. If you're a fan of TVs and TV shows, movies, if you like Get Glue and TV Tag back in the day, you're definitely going to love this one. So download it, all that good stuff, and start leaving comments and join the community. So that's it for our review. Thanks for tuning in. Our first movie, the movie Emily. Once again, you can watch it on video on demand, Amazon, iTunes, Sony Entertainment Network, Vimeo, Vudu, Microsoft, Google Play, DirecTV. And if you go to the website, emilythemovie.com, you can see where it's playing on those locations and at theater. I'm telling you, go see it. But if you're like Amy, who didn't like the first hour, liked the last 30 minutes.
No, go see it.
And thinks that...
Go see it. I'm not telling you not to see it.
The school district should be showing this movie to kids.
You can learn a lot from this movie. You really could.
Apparently not you. All right. We're out of here. Are we done?
Like, get your kids cell phones.
What?
Yes, we're done.
God. Hey, Zeus, say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.